Well, it is lovely to be back and lovely to be here on a Wednesday as well, where, again, we have Mike Hewley with us talking about mindfulness. And we've been on a bit of a series with these podcasts and discussions recently to do with children. I think that's a theme we're going to carry on with that today, aren't we?
That's right, yes. So just looking at kind of fun but practical mindfulness practices for kids, just to introduce them to the idea of being more mindful, but also ways to calm them down and relax.
And so this one is a particularly good one for calming down, isn't it?
Very calming, very relaxing. We're going to do a body scan, which we've done a version here before, but we're just going to do a more simple version of the body scan, which is where we just move our attention through the body, hanging out in the feet and legs and arms and belly and chest and head, just to kind of see what we can feel there. It's a very good practice to calm down. So especially in bed on the way, you know, when you're getting kids to go to sleep, if they can't sleep or they're restless or there's a lot on their mind, a body scan is just a really good thing to do first. I think we do it most nights with our kids, is read through a body scan and then read a story or something. But it just kind of sets a kind of precedent of yes, we can calm down.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see if any of you out there do try this. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you get on with your children. But Mike, I will leave it to you.
Okay, so I'm going to guide it as if we're lying down in bed, or as if your child is lying down in bed. Lying down, we often feel grounded because there's more of your body actually in contact with the bed or the floor or the mat. So lying down is very comforting, you know, it's very grounding. So we can just start by kind of lying down, and you can get the child just to put their hands on their belly. Okay. And last time we did some balloon breathing. Now that's just a really good way to start, because once we're paying attention to breath, we're also beginning to calm down. So we'll just do a few balloon breaths. So just resting your hands on your belly. And then we're just going to take a breath in through the mouth, like we're sucking up through a straw. Just inflating that balloon all the way up. And it's like you're blowing out a candle all the way out. Another balloon breath in to the top. Blowing out the candle. And one more in. And then blowing out the candle all the way out. So we've just taken three deep breaths. We've just soaked the body in oxygen. Okay, so now we can just guide ourselves or the child into their body. Okay, so the first thing we can do is just to see if we can feel our feet. Okay, so we've been walking around on our feet all day. We've been running, playing. Now we're still, we're lying down. So, what are your feet telling you right now? See if you can notice what your feet are doing. Do they fizz? Do they tingle? Are they hot or cold? What are your feet showing you right now? So we're just paying attention to our feet and how they feel. And there's no right answer. It's just a discovery. And then we can just shift our attention up into the legs. Again, legs have been running around all day, climbing, moving. Now we're still. Now the legs are resting. So how do they feel now? What's it like to have still legs? And again, how do your legs feel? Do they feel nice? Do they feel sore? Do they feel tired? Or maybe they feel restless, like they're fizzing or buzzing like a can of fizzy drink. What do you notice about your legs? From the legs, we can move up now into the belly. So just where your hands touch your belly. Okay, so you can feel your hands just resting on your belly. Maybe you can feel your hands rising up and falling back down with each breath. So let's just explore the belly. What's happening in your belly? So sometimes it's hungry, sometimes it feels worried or there's butterflies there. Sometimes the belly feels nice and soft. There's so much that happens in the belly. So what do you notice there now? Is it a soft belly? Does it feel nice? Is it a tight belly? Is it a hungry belly? What do you notice about the belly now? What's it showing you? And if we drift away into thoughts, that's fine. And when we drift away, well, we can just bring ourselves back into the belly, bringing ourselves back into the body. And then from your belly, let's move up into your chest. Okay, so again, in the chest, we find our heart. Sometimes the heart beats fast and our breath moves fast. If we're running around or playing, sometimes the heart beats very slowly. Sometimes your breath moves very slowly. So, what's it doing now? Does your chest feel nice and still and calm? Does it feel like it's got a lot of energy in it? Does the breath move fast? Or is it moving nice and slow? We're just seeing if we can stay there, hanging out with the chest, friendly attention into the body. Okay, now let's move to your hands. Okay, so just think of all the things the hands do in the day, writing, playing, climbing, picking things up, throwing things. Sometimes they're cold, sometimes they're hot. So what are they doing right now? So just paying attention to your hands. So are they hot? Are they cold? Do they feel nice? Do they feel fizzy? Maybe they're fidgety, maybe they can't stay still. Maybe they like staying still. Just staying with your hands. And then we can move into both arms as well. Again, just think of all the things your arms do all day. And now they're still. So what does that feel like? Just paying attention to your arms. And then moving up to your face. Okay, so what's your expression right now? Does the face feel nice and relaxed? Does your face feel tight? What would it be like to smile? How would a smile feel? And then how about your head? Especially your head lying on the pillow or the mat. What does the head feel like? Sometimes the head is so full of thoughts about all kinds of things, happy things, sometimes sad things. All of that is a bit like weather that comes and goes, comes and goes. So, what's in your head now? What kind of thoughts can you see now? There might be no thoughts now. Maybe the mind might be dreamy or busy now. But we just notice. And then just feel your whole body lying on the bed, your back against the bed or the mat or the floor. Your whole body lying on the floor. Your body feels heavy, still, calm, cozy. This is a nice place to be. Where else feels nice? Where else in your body feels cozy or still? Just see if you can find it. Where's the coziest place in your body now? Just pay attention to it. Okay, well done. So at that point, you know, if the child is very rested, well, that might be a good place to, you know, read them a story or just let them fall asleep or just encourage them to stay with something that feels nice. Or, you know, you can wake them up and get them out of bed and do something more active if they've had a break, you know.
Maybe a good thing to take if they need a nap, for instance, in the afternoon. That might be a nice way of doing a nap because it's sort of calming them down but not getting them into a deep sleep.
Yes, and you often find that with body scans and things like that is that, yeah, actually you tend to be more awake. Mm-hmm. You know, you're resting the body without going to sleep. Mm-hmm. So you don't get the grogginess or the sleepiness.
It's just a sense of calm at the end of the day,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a very conscious relaxation rather than unconscious when you're asleep.
Yeah, that was a lovely one. I enjoyed that. Thanks so much, Mike. And again, if you have tried this with your child or children, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a note, latelunch@manxradio.com. Let us know how you got on. For the time being, Mike, thank you so much. Lovely
Thanks
to see you again. We'll see you same time next week.
Yeah.